This is the Patty Vasquez Show.
Follow me on Twitter, Patty Vasquez,
on 720 WGN.
Some people see the revolution, but most only see the girl. I can lose my hard-earned freedom if my fear defines my world. I declare my independence from the critics and the stones. I can find my revolution. I can learn to stand alone.
You are listening to the Patty Vasquez Show. We are live in the Allstate Skyline Studio. It is a Monday night, which means it's time for some great live music coming up in just a little bit. We've got Rosie and the Rivets. They're in our performance space warming up right now. Engineer Dan Long is setting them up, and they're going to sound as great on the air as they do in studio, which means it's amazing. We hope that if you get a chance tonight, check in with us anytime, 312-981-7200. We would love to hear from you. You can call or text us to that number, 312-981-7200. And of course, tonight, we're going to end our show with Tell Me Something Good. So if you've got something you're celebrating tonight, something that makes you happy. And by the way, that should be every night before you go to bed. Maybe think of something that you're proud of, that makes you happy, that you're grateful for. We would love to hear what that is. 312-981-7200. Tell us something good anytime on the text screen, and we'll read it later, or join us live during that last segment. And of course, you can follow us on Twitter at Patty Vasquez, CHI. I am in the studio without anybody else, and I didn't think I should worry about how I smelled or looked, maybe, and perhaps I should have put more time into that, because Ro, our producer tonight, Ro Coleman, behind the glass, asked me if I just ate something, which I understand because you were thinking it smelled good, but at the same time, I'm like, how does my breath smell? But I just got a whiff of myself.
Smell awesome. You smell delicious.
but if you ever, like, because, so I realized it's on my hands, it's in my hair. I was cooking a lot tonight, and so thank you. You said I smelled like noodles. I actually made fresh leeks with kale, garlic, and then with some onions and some sausage and stuff. So that was why everything was so pronounced, I think.
I'm really jealous you didn't bring a bowl in for me. There was no thought into me.
I realize that now, and we're big leftover people in my house. Mm-hmm. Very so, but I will now also think these are good for leftovers, and this is also for Ro. So
thank you. You will not join the family now.
Yes, you will not be in the leftover category. You'll be in the Ro. Hey, this is for Ro specifically. So
thank you.
I will take that into account. Now, have you ever cooked with leeks before?
I haven't, actually. I was going to ask you what leeks was, but I decided maybe I'd Google it.
No, you go ahead and Google it, because I was actually trying to show my son how to cook leeks tonight. It's something that my husband and my son love, is this kale, leeks, and garlic dish that I make. Do you ever find a recipe and it sounds really good, but you don't have all the elements of it, so you compensate with something else?
Absolutely.
So this is supposed to be a collard greens and leeks recipe, but I didn't have collard greens, and I always have a lot of leeks, kale on hand, because I juice with them sometimes.
Oh, nice.
And so I was all set for that. I had all my things, and I realized all these years of making this dish that my boys like, I've never actually slowed down and shown Griffin how to make the dish that I sort of have cobbled together over the years and done it different ways. And the original recipe, I think you're supposed to use, chicken broth. But I don't always have that on hand. I mean, I have like the bouillon, whatever. I eliminated that part of it.
And what
did
you substitute it with?
Just olive oil and a little bit of butter. You know, and salt, and garlic powder, and onion powder, which my husband goes, you don't always put that in there. I go, I know, I'm just experimenting.
You're trying something different. You never know.
Trying something different. But when you cook with leeks, you have to be very careful. You have to make sure that you clean them very well, including all the way down. Like, they're like layers, almost not quite like an onion. You know, when you cut open an onion, that's all pretty self-contained, you know, because it's got the two, it's sealed into that skin.
Mm-hmm.
So when you cut it up, by the way, and when you cut anything that has a dirty exterior, you should also then and rinse off the knife and the cutting board before you cut the part you're actually going to cook or eat, because you still might be contaminating because you've cut through the dirty part, the outer layer, right? So I wanted to show Griffin how much you really need to pay attention with leeks, because the dirt gets all the way down into every single layer, and you have to make sure you cut it into portions. You don't want to use like the top green part, just about an inch below, at least the way I use them, but you want to make sure you kind of separate each layer. layer, so you're rinsing through. So I was standing there with Griffin in the kitchen thinking, you know what? I may have dropped the ball. He's 15 now. I got to start helping him catch up in the kitchen so that, you know, someday when he will be on his own, or he's making dinner for himself or for somebody else, you know, he'll feel comfortable around the kitchen with knives and cleaning, you know, vegetables.
This is true.
So I'm cutting the top leafy part off, and Griffin goes, yeah, but I can eat this, right? And he sticks like the dirtiest part of the leek into his mouth. And I was like, no! And I was like, you have to rinse out your mouth right now. The reason I'm showing you this is
so you don't do that.
So you don't. And I was like, this is how people get infected with E. coli. Because the dirt has, you know, things haven't been rinsed well enough.
Bacteria and everything else is swimming around there now.
But they use manure on. So I don't know what.
He's a boy. He's a boy.
I can't.
You have to expect somebody that, you know, has gardening knowledge.
And I didn't mean to, like, freak him out, but I was like, but here's the thing, is that here's a super smart kid, right? And picks up something, if he'd just taken a moment to look at it, because I showed him, like, I opened it up and there's, like, mud inside the leeks, which is why you have to rinse it so thoroughly. But if he had just taken a moment to look at what he was about to shove into his mouth, and why do you think I'm standing over the sink with the faucet?
Because he's a boy. Because it doesn't matter how smart he is. He may talk politics with you left and right, but do not expect him to be anything other than a teenage boy.
Leeks looks like
green onions?
It does. Like
bigger green onions.
Yes, like a very thick, like a huge stalk. But you have to, because they're grown in a sandy soil and the grit gets all the way in there.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, see?
Yeah. Ew. You got. But they're great. Now I'm making it sound terrible for people who are now afraid to make leeks. Don't. It's once you cook them, clean them, and I'm clean them first.
It's like collard greens. If you don't properly
clean
collard greens, you got all this grit and dirt and everything else you're chewing on.
Yes, same thing with like kale and everything. Anyway, so later on, I want to find out from everybody if, is it too late? Did I wait too long to try to show my son around the kitchen?
You said he's 15, right?
He's 15.
Oh, no.
I know.
There's no such thing as too late.
But I also, this was always our problem. As smart as he is, he had to study on how to test, because he always thinks he knows what the rest of the question is. And I saw it in practice in my kitchen that he wasn't waiting for the rest of the information.
He's too smart for his own good.
No. I was like, what are you doing?
He's way too smart for his own good. You got a boy genius over there. So he's like, oh, man.
And of course, he ran
right
to
coming.
Exactly. Well, then he ran to the bathroom, is like gargling with Listerine. I'm like, all right, at least he knows how to take care.
That hurts.
I know, but it's got that very strong antibacterial stuff. Well, by the way, is it me or can we hear them warming up? Doesn't that sound great?
It does. It sounds amazing.
Yeah. Rosie and the Rivets, they are warming up in our Allstate Skyline performance space. Coming up after this break, we're going to talk to Jim Brewer, who I'm opening for this Friday night at the Genesee Theater in Waukegan. We'll find out more about that in just a moment on the Patty Vasquez Show, 720 WGN. Don't forget, follow us on Facebook, Patty V Show.
This is the Patty Vasquez Show.
Follow me on Twitter at Patty Vasquez, CHI.
On 720 WGN.
You are listening to WGN Radio, and this is the Patty Vasquez Show. And people always ask where I'm performing next. And I am so thrilled to say that I have the opportunity to open for the one and only Jim Brewer next Friday night, March 15th, at the Genesee Theater in Waukegan. And he's on the line with us right now. And I just told him I've been watching his videos on his website. You can go to officialjimbrewer.com. Jim, you're on the tour bus right now with Metallica?
Well, not with them, but some of the crew.
Okay. Well, let's just say Metallica. I mean, the crew's part of
it. Sounds way better that way.
Yes.
You know what? Let's start over, Patty. Ready?
Wait, one second.
Hey, guys, Patty's on the phone. Dude, tell her Lars Ulrich says I'm a big fan of her comedy. I'm excited to watch her perform with Jim, huh? There you go. That was Lars.
Thank you, Lars. Appreciate
that.
Anything
to say? You're a fan of Patty? Yeah! He said, yeah.
Oh, I love it.
So, yeah. Man, I feel like, stoked to see you, too.
I feel like I'm part of the crew. I love watching you backstage with everybody and that panic you have of bringing people to hang out with you as a comic. Yeah. But it's a new level. As you mentioned in the video that, you know, bringing people backstage when you're touring with Metallica is a new level. People don't quite get what that's like. But I'm getting some idea of watching the energy back there. What is it like bringing your friends and family with you?
It's it's hectic.
Jim, we lost you.
Because when they show up, it's literally like the president shows. Like, all the security, it's a certain lockdown. And it's like, okay, if we walk by them, don't look at them, don't reach out to them. Because all they want to do is see the animals. They just want to see the animals. When the family comes, can we get to see the tigers? Can we pet them? No, you can't pet the tigers. You can see them roaming around in the field once in a while. But, you know, it's extremely hectic. I'm not a fan of having people around because then they need toilets.
Right.
What happens if we got to go to the pet? All right, so if we're on the floor, can we leave the floor? I don't know.
I mean, it's not just that you're working. You're working with Metallica, right?
And yeah.
It's like going to anybody else's job anyway, though. You know, you don't want to have to worry about their needs. You have needs before a show.
Yes, and the thing is with Metallica, I'm not doing straight-up stand-up comedy show. I'm doing a whole hour-and-a-half show that I put together, which is, you know, there's songs being played. There's a DJ. There's a timing thing where I have to run backstage and see where the band is at. Are they running late? Okay, if they're running late, then I know to back out, and I'm going to stretch out a bit. Or we're going to do a game show and grab somebody up on stage. So once my time is on, I'm just freewheeling the whole time. So the last thing I need is like, hey, can you get us a shirt? Is that cool? We got some shirts. Mary's got to go to the toilet.
I have to pee really bad. Do you got some wine?
Oh,
jeez, hold on now.
Yeah, was it your cousin that was thrown out of the museum that was hanging out with?
Oh my God, yes, it was my little, it was my nephew. I left him for 3 minutes, and he gets kicked out.
Yeah,
how do you get kicked out of a Metallica museum? Do you know how hard that is? You know how hard it is to get kicked out of a concert? Let alone the museum at the concert. All you're doing is looking at things behind a glass.
Yep.
Hey, look, there's James Hetfield's. There's his guitar. You got to leave.
What happened up to that point?
That guy was a disaster.
Well, and that's the thing. I mean, you still got to love family, but you don't have to bring them with you everywhere.
No, not at all. I remember that same one, too. The same nephew. He's like, you know James Hetfield. I said, yeah. He goes, come on, Uncle Jim, bring me over to him right now. I said, no, he's not around. He's like, George, he comes to your house. You go to his house. You know him. I go, yeah, come on, don't you love me? Now, this is a nephew I've seen once in the last 3 years. So I'm avoiding Hetfield's in the hallway. He doesn't even know he's standing behind him. And then finally, James came up to me. Hey, Jim, how you doing? And there was that awkward moment. I said, this is my nephew. And before I can finish, he just grabbed James Hetfield in a full-blown bear hug.
Oh.
He's like, I love you so much. I'm like, all right, yeah, he's got to go now.
Yeah.
Just like,
time to leave.
Anyway, time to leave. Great. Now he knows you're related to me.
Yeah, that's something that's going to stick.
You have some beer breath on his shirt now. Aww. Thank you. It's over for 20 years. Still good.
Yeah.
He loves seeing drunk relatives before he goes out on stage, hugging him. Hugging him and kissing his face with beer breath. That's the way to say hello to the lion.
Yeah. Well, and the crowds are massive, too. I mean, again, getting into that space and being able to perform, you know, maybe he enjoys having that sort of real exchange with somebody who's got beer breath.
Yeah, you never know.
You never know.
Could be.
And I mean, you know, one of the things that I learned when I started doing comedy early on was people told me, you know, don't sit in the audience. Don't talk to anybody before the show, because it does take you out of your space when people are like, so you're going to be funny? You can tell some jokes. It doesn't feel great. No.
Well, you know, what's interesting is I actually learned this from Metallica. Before every show, they do a thing called the tuning room.
Uh-huh.
So let's say they're going to go on at 8:45, 8 o'clock, they go in the room, and no one's allowed in that room except for them, and they play for over a half hour of the songs that they're going through. And I asked James one time, like, are you guys just jamming? Like, what are you doing? And he said, to be dead honest with you, we all got different lives. It's like, I'm married, I got kids, I don't know what Lars's day is like. I don't know what anyone's doing. And we're all out of sync because that is the only time before the show that the four of us are together and we get in the zone of we are Metallica and we have a show to do.
Wow.
And that is we do that every single show, which I thought was, you know, it's no different than us. Before we go up, hey, don't talk to me or
right.
Or everyone has a different routine. I'm writing out my set. I'm looking at the crowd. Okay, I'm changing my routine. I'm going to say this instead of that. And same thing with them. I guess that's why they're so darn freaking popular.
Yeah.
It just, as a band, to stay together that long.
Well, and it's incredible, the energy. And you're right, to sort of pull yourself together. But for them, you know, having to manage those different mechanics and the dynamics of different individuals. For us, you know, we have whatever we're going to bring on stage. It is what it is. And for you, it's fun to watch you feed off the energy of these massive crowds.
Oh, God. I freaking love it. There's nights when I go up and I can't tell if they're cheering, laughing really hard, or telling me they're going to behead me.
Oh.
And
it's a fine line.
It's a very fine line. I feel like you ever been to the circus?
Yes.
And when I was a kid, the thing that I liked the best was when the lion tamer would come out, and there'd be seven lions up on little stools around them, and they're all in a circle around him. That's sort of what I'm doing. I'm just praying that one of the lions don't jump off and try to snag me from behind. It's
I
keep my bullwhip constantly going.
Well, are all of their performances in a round like that? Because I saw that you...
Yes.
Yeah, they're all in a round. Okay. So there's audience all around you. Yep.
You have the drum set in the middle, so you're constantly blocked by 90% of the crowd. 85% of the crowd can't see you if you're facing one way.
Right.
So it's a comics... Not a comic's dream.
No.
But what I had to wrap my head around was, which made life simpler, is back of our, I don't know if you ever did MC hosting.
Yes.
Back in the day, whatever. That's all it is. Before a rock band. Yeah. So that's what I do. I'm like, hey, look at this guy in section 105. And I'll jump off the stage and go walking around. Clearly you didn't dress yourself tonight.
Right.
Clearly your wife dressed you. How old are you? 58? 20? I've got a bit about being 16 over at metal concerts. Here's a splew. But I'll do it from the seat instead of the stage.
And right.
It looks like I'm winging the whole thing, which technically I am, but...
You have your go-tos.
I gotta say, it's a...
Right.
Yeah, it's the best gig I ever had in my life. I'm not even lying.
And what a great way...
I've never had a better gig in my life.
Well, it seems like you're having a blast. And again, Jim Brewer on the line with us. He's got officialjimbrewer.com with all of the great videos, partly, you know, following him on tour and his own performances. His podcast is available there and his tour dates. He's in Kentucky. Are you in Louisville tomorrow night?
Louisville
on...
Playing there tonight.
Tonight.
We're in town and Metallica plays Saturday night.
Saturday night. And then on the 15th, he's right here in Waukegan, Illinois at the Genesee Theater. You can buy tickets on his website, Jim Brewer, officialjimbrewer.com. And I love the way you occupy the space, by the way. I mean, that's when you say you jump off the stage, I haven't seen that part of it yet. But that's important, don't you think? It sort of breaks that wall for the audience, right? They don't know what's going to happen next. It's the unexpected.
No, they really don't. And no one's ever seen that before in a rock show.
Right.
Like, forgot where we were two nights ago. We're in Wichita, and there's a guy. The whole arena's laughing. I'm telling stories all into it, but there's a guy who is giving me the double finger, and he's just And I wish you could have saw his face when I came off the stage and I went up to him, and he went from not what I said. Yeah, man. I'm not a band. I can leave the stage.
Yeah.
I can roam the arena. And then he went from the fingers to like, dude, you're the greatest guy in the world. High five and all that. Yeah.
You want him over.
That's what I thought.
Yep.
Yeah, that's what I thought.
Yeah, that's the thing is, you know, break that barrier. I love that. We are talking to Jim Brewer. We're going to take a break here. I hope that's okay with you. I know that you're going from town to town, heading your way to Louisville. And Jim Brewer is going to be at the Genesee Theater next Friday night, March 15th, or this Friday night, depending. Tomorrow's Friday night, then this Friday night, whatever your math works out for when next Friday night is on the 15th, you can go to officialjimbrewer.com for all of his tour dates and to buy tickets to any of the shows. And as well, you can sign up for his Patreon page for all of his videos, check out his podcast, and the Metallica tour as well. Right back with Jim Brewer on 720 WGN. It's the Patty Vasquez Show. You are listening to WGN Radio 720.
I think we just told everyone we recorded this, bro. Go ahead, keep playing it. It's a recorded interview, everybody, just in case you're wondering.
Metallica is Jim Brewer, one of my favorite comedians, and you know him from Saturday Night Live, Goat Boy, and a bunch of movies. What's the marijuana movie, Jim Brewer, that everyone loves, and I think is probably going to be something everyone in Illinois needs to watch as soon as we get recreational marijuana legalized? They need a sort of a primer on getting high.
Half baked.
And I was watching clips of that with you and Guillermo Diaz and Dave Chappelle. Did you have a little bit of fun making that movie?
Well, yeah, it didn't suck. It did not suck. But I'd be a liar. The misconception with me is it looks like I was high the whole movie. I was never high during the filming of it. I was way too paranoid to get stoned because it was I'd never been in a movie before. Like, I don't want to get fired being high. So that I always thought that was a funny irony of the whole thing where I think people just think I was baked the whole time, but I wasn't. Now, when they say cut, then yeah, I definitely was going to town. But we filming.
Right.
I wasn't high. I can't speak for everyone else.
I was not questioning. I appreciate and respect your professionalism and focus on that.
Well, I think you can guess who was.
And I think they've talked about it a little bit, too.
Yeah.
Just a little bit.
There was one scene where I was high, and I was cut for the day. And I went to the trailer, and I had 5 days off, and I was excited. And my flight was in a couple hours, and I went in my trailer, and I smoked. I was peeking. I was blasting Metallica. I was giving myself a concert. And then the door knocked. It opened up, and I thought it was a complete joke. And they said, Jim, the main actor, the guy who plays the bad guy in the movie, he's quitting unless all his scenes are done today. So the executive producer's on the line, and he's just begging you. He knows you have a flight. He's changing your flights. He's begging you. He's getting your hotel room for tonight. You have to save the movie and go back in there and film, because this guy's losing his mind. So this guy, Clarence Williams, who plays Samson, the bad guy, was having a Hollywood hissy fit and was quitting.
What?
So I had to go back in there. And I go in, and it's only one scene. I had one line. And the director came up to me, and she's like, listen. And he's yelling the whole time. Oh, this stupid cracker better get this line right, blah, blah, blah. And she's going, stop yelling at my actors, and you're unprofessional, and you should know better. And even then, I'm going, is this really happening? Like, is this a joke? Is this a joke? Because everyone knows I'm peaking right now. And the director goes, Jim, we're going to get you in and out of here. It's one line. I'm sorry this is happening. You're going to ask for Jerry Garcia to show up. He's going to come out of your pouch. We're going to do that in pre-production. He's going to hit him with a guitar. He's going to fall. And then all you have to do, which is this scene, is step over him and say, sucks to be you, man. That's it.
Okay.
Jim, that's all you got to do. I went, okay. But I was peeking, so all I heard was action. It must have took me 30 takes to say that one line. I was hyperventilating. It was horrible. So if you ever see the movie again, that is, now that you know the backstory, right before that line, I was in my trailer, high as snot, jamming out to Metallica to a sold-out bunk area.
Well, everyone needs to watch that right away. But and by the way, and I contend that folks in Illinois, while I know that many imbibe and enjoy marijuana, you know, we're going the route of legalization for recreational marijuana. Jim, here's my issue. I contend that we are drinkers and not smokers, or the edibles. I don't think people understand. Nobody. I don't think people even understand peaking. We're not like California here. And a lot of my friends argue with me. They're like, oh, people are already getting high. I'm like, I get that, but everyone's going to see it in lollipops and gummy bears and chocolate and not know what that means.
Well, are you saying you think they're going to overindulge, or are you saying
that they're not even going to know how to indulge at all? Because like when you
oh, yes, you are. And I'll tell you what.
Okay.
I've been to the legal areas.
Okay.
And here's the craziness of the legal areas that people have not wrapped their head around. And I couldn't wrap my head around it. I'm still in the ages in my head where I have to go to a bad neighborhood or a guy I know.
sure.
And not tell anyone because I feel like I'm committing the darkest crime. You go in, and it's no different than walking into an alcohol store or a wine store. You walk in,
okay,
and they go, hi, how are you today? What are you thinking of? Are you thinking about smoking, eating, oils? Is this for your knees, your joints? Is it for your head? Is this for your body? Is it for you to sleep? Are you creative? What exactly? Are you a painter? Are you just someone that wants to mellow out? Tell us exactly what you're looking for. I don't know. You have edible? Oh, we have mints. We have cookies. We have cake. We have cupcake. Now, here's what you do. Everything is in 10 milligrams. What does that mean? Well, basically, it's like taking, we'll say, one hit. You take your one hit, and that's your 10 milligrams. I highly suggest you don't go past the 10 milligrams. It'll take an hour for you to hit. After an hour and a half, 2 hours, you feel it's not good enough, then maybe try another 5 milligrams. So they tell you, listen, don't be eating this whole chocolate bar.
Okay.
It's all individually wrapped. Everything's individually wrapped and all that jazz, it's all explained to you before you leave. Just like, you know, a bottle of wine. Don't drink the whole bottle of wine. Have a glass or two.
A bottle of wine hits me differently than a gummy bear. Here's what I need, Jim. I think I need you to do the training video for Illinois. If we could do that, I might be a little more comfortable.
Yeah, well, I can do that for you. Yeah. The gummy bears you have eaten have come from people you don't know.
Right, that's true.
And it's not regulated.
I was guided.
Here you can go, this ain't no damn 10 milligrams. I don't know. All I know is I was on the farm. I was squawking like a cockatoo. And that is not what 10 milligrams do. And my pants have been off for 2 hours. That is not 10 milligrams. You gave me some other type of gummy bear stuff. That's not what I paid for. And I'm going to expose you. You can't do that to your dealer up the street.
No. No, they don't care. Yes, you're right. You can go back you can go down the street to your local friendly store. It is very bright and shiny. I was told, by the way, the person that did give me a gummy bear asked if I imbibe regularly, and I said no, hardly ever, and they said that just the feet for you was what I got.
Yeah, just lick it. Just lick. Don't even eat. Just lick it. And wait 20 minutes.
Yeah, wait.
Take it from there.
Wait a bit. Well,
I was in Colorado, and they said, listen, sir, I'm telling you, people come to our state, and they don't know what they're doing. I'm going to explain this to you again, because here's what happens. The business people come. They have a convention. They eat the whole damn chocolate bar, where I clearly said, do not eat more than 10 milligrams. And then they're gone for 5 weeks, and their wives are looking for them,
yes,
and their bosses, and they mixed everything, and they're up in the mountains, naked with the mountain lions.
This is what I'm saying.
Oh.
This is my concern. I don't need naked people running down the Kennedy, Jim. That's all I'm saying.
No.
No.
With a mountain lion behind you. Hey, I found a new pet. I love gummy bears.
See, I'm a little bit concerned for my fellow Illinoisans. That's all I'm saying. But we're ready for
maybe
it.
Maybe it'll chill them out.
Yeah, no kidding.
A lot of violence there?
No, I mean, it depends on what neighborhood you're in. Depends on the, it depends on what, you know, the headlines are obviously occupied by the worst for the most part. There's no concern. Yes.
Always.
And Waukegan, you'll be absolutely fine. And I'll escort you from your car if you'd like, you know.
That'll
cover.
Make me feel safer.
He's with me. He's with me. Jim Brewer is going to be at the Genesee Theater on Friday, March 15th. With me. I'll be opening for him. You can buy tickets on his website, officialjimbrewer.com. We'll have to talk about the umlaut when I meet you in person because I love that you use the umlaut. I think more people, it's the German, you know, you got to make sure that it's pronounced correctly and used appropriately.
That's right.
That's right.
Bauer.
Bauer. Jim Brewer.
Bauer.
I have to see. Am I saying your name wrong? Then how do you say it?
No, you say Brewer.
Brewer
like, over there. They're like they're very. You are not Brewer. You are Brauer.
Right.
Okay. Well, where I'm from, I'm Brewer. Brauer. Okay.
Well, when we see you in Waukegan, we'll try to figure it all out. I'll see if there's any Germans that come with that correct us both.
Sounds good. I had a pleasure talking to you. Thanks for having me, and I'm excited to meet you.
Thank you.
Work with you next week. We're going to have a great show.
Oh, thank you so much, Jim. Be safe, be well, and I'll see you on Friday night.
Take care, hon.
Thanks. Go to officialjimbrewer.com. More after this on 720 WGN. Music Monday, and we are so thrilled that tonight's performance space will be filled by the incredible sounds of Rosie and the Rivets. Joining me in studio is Rosie and Frank. We have now Rosie. I was just asking her a little bit about some other side jobs that she's had, but yeah. You blew us away when you guys were on with Rokan, and we're dazzling the audience. Christine, you are Rosie, and
yes,
this is your band that you have brought in together to collaborate with to make such great sounds. Tell me a little bit about the genesis for this.
Well, it started with Frank and I. We were dating, and we did a duo. We were called The Jerks. This was, 4 years ago?
4 years ago.
Yeah, we're still The Jerks, but that's a side story. But we were doing songs that had a lot of harmony. We did Everly Brothers and Beatles, and all of the music of that genre just kind of lent itself. Mm. So we brought in a bass player, and the next thing you know, we have a drummer, and it became a dance band.
Oh, how great.
We didn't plan that.
We did not.
Come closer to your microphone. There you go. Thank you.
Yeah, that was not planned. It just sort of happened.
I love that you guys were looking at each other. I was like, look at me, because your voices, we want to be able to hear them in those mics. And that's the thing, so you've got the saxophone player, you got the drums, you've got the stand-up bass, and a lot of other instruments I saw come in here. Mm-hmm. How much fun do you have putting this together and doing the arranging? Who does the arranging, I guess?
This is all Frank. He's the brains of this operation.
Well, it's pretty natural. There's not much to do. It just sort of falls into place. The thing is this group of musicians, we're just so on the same wavelength that it kind of comes together.
These are great guys. They're phenomenal.
Yeah.
And you guys were warming. Your warm-up could have gone on the air. I was just like, well, I feel badly making them hang out this long.
Oh, come on. No, we're happy to be here. So happy to be here.
And you've left the rest of the band out in the room out there. They're like, we'll bring you in then later on. I promise. We'll get everybody on the microphones.
Oh, boy.
And when you guys are performing live, do you feed off of the energy of the audience? Because I'm guessing that you get people up on their feet, don't you?
Oh, absolutely. Yeah. And it's a lot of fun, but oftentimes we'll do a theater setting. So they're watching, and it's hard to get that energy, but we keep each other amused.
It freaks you out a little bit, because on a Friday night we'll play to 300 dancers, right, and then on a Saturday night we'll play to 300 people sitting down watching us.
Right.
You know,
you're like, wait a minute. People were on their feet the other night. Now you guys are just eating your salads.
Exactly. Right. And now it's like we feel like we have to juggle or do something to entertain, you know.
Well, you don't have to juggle for us. We're excited that you're here tonight.
I can't.
And Rosie and the Rivets are going to be playing right after the news. You can also catch them live at the Drake Hotel Retro Dance Party in the Palm Court on March 23rd, this Friday at Club Arcata, of course, the speakeasy and restaurant located on the top floor of the Arcata Theater in St. Charles at 9 p.m. And we'll tell you about more of their great stuff they have coming up
up, even 210 Live on March 28th. We're going to let them set up and hear some live music from them right after the news. Right now, I've got to remind you that you want to listen to the Steve Cochran Show as he celebrates the most valuable person on the planet weekday mornings at 720 on 720 WGN Chicago. Smart speaker users, just say play WGN Radio on TuneIn. Here with your news is Vic Vaughn. It is Music Monday. We are live in the Allstate Showcase Studio, the Allstate Skyline Studio. And Rosie and the Rivets are the premier retro rock and roll show performing the best danceable music of the 1950s and early 60s. And they are one of the most in-demand acts around the Midwest, performing over 150 shows annually. You can catch them this Friday at Club Arcata, a speakeasy and restaurant, the top floor of the Arcata Theater in St. Charles at 9 p.m. And I'll tell you more about more the other upcoming shows they have. But right now they are live in our Allstate Performance Studio. Here is Rosie and the Rivets with Jailhouse Rock.
One, two, three.
She has to run back.
Outstanding. I'm like, I have to run back. I'm Facebook Live-ing them. Outstanding. I have the echo now, too. We're going to hear more live music from Rosie and the Rivets coming up after the break in just a few minutes. I want to tell you about some great events coming up. But don't forget, you can see them this Friday at Club Arcata, speakeasy and restaurant located on the top floor of the Arcata Theater in St. Charles. And that's at 9 p.m. And then on Saturday, March 23rd at the Drake Hotel with the Retro Dance Party in the Palm Court. That's all ages. There's no cover at 9 p.m. at the Drake Hotel. And on Thursday, March 28th at 210 Live Highwood at 7 p.m. And we'll catch up more with the band with Rosie and the Rivets in just a little bit. John Bolger is in studio, comedian John Bolger.
Hey, hey.
And my resident White Sox fan that's going to help me with the conversion therapy.
It's going to get worse than that.
Why is it worse than that? Why is it worse than conversion?
Well, it's spring training, but spring's eternal.
I don't know. We'll see what happens. But we have a great event and an important event coming up on Saturday. Tell us a little bit about this comedy and music for Aurora Strong.
Aurora Tap House. Go on Facebook, thefacebooks.com, and look up Aurora Tap House, and it's this Saturday, and we're going to have five comics. Patty's going to be one of them, and I'm so excited that you're going to do
this.
Thank you
for having
me. This is going to be a blast.
My honor.
Absolutely. And this is for the, after the Aurora shooting, this is for law enforcement. So this is for the police there to help their families. So all the proceeds are going to be given straight to them. At the end, we're just going to have a nice little check, and we're going to hand it over to them. And Dan Ardeline is doing a fantastic job. That's his bar, Aurora Tap House. He's dedicated as Aurora citizen. He cares mm-hmm. deeply about it, and I'm honored to be a part of it. It's going to be a blast.
And it's one of those things where, you know, it's hard after a tragedy like that to even have the right words to say that, you know, we're honored to be a part of this. And, you know, the community of Aurora has really come together in so many different ways, and we're honored to be a part of that. Again, that is on Saturday night. It's going to be going all day, right? They're having music.
They're starting at 2 o'clock. There's going to be two or three bands that are going to be performing before us, and then we go up right around 7:45, 8 o'clock, whenever they wrap up, and then we're going to be probably performing till about 10, a little after 10, and then it's karaoke. So, you know, or as they call it in Chinese, doesn't that mean my ears bleed?
I'm not sure, but I won't be doing the karaoke. Do you have a go-to karaoke song?
I sure do.
What's your go-to?
You know what? It used to be NXS, Never Tear Us Apart, and now I'm going with Queen, Radio Gaga.
Oh, really?
Really?
I didn't, you know about my appalling lack of musical knowledge, I assume.
Well, no. I gotta hook you up.
I have an appalling, no, it's not.
Rosie and the Riveters were already awesome.
See? I'm not
okay,
the only
Rosie
one.
And the Rivets, they're fantastic. That was one of the best Jailhouse Rocks I've heard.
That was amazing.
Since the Blues Brothers.
But, so to catch you up, John, this is something that I've been sort of, in some ways, sharing once in a while with the audience, that I just don't retain much knowledge when it comes to music. So I didn't know that Radio Gaga won when the movie Bohemian Rhapsody came out. Like every time they would perform something, I'm like, oh, that was their song? Like through the whole movie. And but one of them was Radio Gaga. Yeah. One, I was like, yeah, this song isn't familiar to me. And the other was like, huh, that's one of their songs, huh? But they had such a wide range too.
They did rock operas. They did rock ballads.
Rockabilly.
They did rockabilly. They covered so many genres. They blew people away because you wouldn't expect what. So the next thing they did, you'd be like, oh, they did that?
Yes.
It's when Sonia always says this. She's like, oh, I didn't know Steve Miller sang that song. We went to a Steve Miller concert. She's like, oh, they sang that? Abracadabra. It's like finding new magic when you hear something and going, oh, they did that.
Right. And I learned a lot about, if a song is in a movie, then I'm more likely to retain the information, like Riders on the Storm.
You have context.
Yes. But I can't do it.
But
music video, right, Jim Morrison, and I know that because Val Kilmer played him. But it's a stupid lack of knowledge. Not stupid, but I'm not embarrassed by it. Like
We're MTV, so we equate the visual with the audio.
But it doesn't count though. So because I also don't know anything from music videos.
What?
You would think, I can't do that either.
You're killing me, Hoss.
Rhythm Nation, a little bit like a Janet Jackson. Right, because of the video. But I didn't watch very much MTV, believe it or not.
Really?
Well, we didn't have cable when I was growing up. And then...
you have Deadpool?
Did I have Deadpool?
Yeah, because Cable's a character from Deadpool.
Oh, see?
See?
We had cable. Remember, like, when we were kids, like, the cool kids were the ones. Like, there was a boy who wouldn't date me because we didn't have cable television. Like, if he was like, come over to my. It's a serious.
That was the deal breaker
true,
where you're
true
like.
True story. Well, I
so,
also.
Patty, well, you got cable?
I think it was also that I didn't put out. I think there were always.
Oh,
I think there were two things that worked against
me. So if you weren't going to put out, he's like, do you at least have cable?
Yeah. I think there were three things that Jason was looking for. I think it was beer, sex, or cable, and it was a zilch from me.
No, do you know what you showed him? The door.
The door. No, I just, Ro, I ended up dating him after college anyway, on and off for 7 years.
This is
I
the know. Jason.
That's the Jason. That See, about, yeah.
This is why it was on and off.
Exactly.
You deserved better.
Well, Jason's not a bad guy. Just we weren't right for each other.
Relationships can't be a light switch.
He's happily married and his wife and mother are fans of my show. So anyway.
Hey, we love you.
No, that's
no shade,
fine.
Jason. No shade.
I did a show one time at the, you know, that Portage Park Theater. Yeah. I was doing a comedy show and I was talking about losing my virginity and somebody, I don't, you know how I don't change names.
No.
And I use like his full name and someone yelled out, that's my landlord.
So, the awkward moment when
you know, but that's the thing, Ro. What you'll learn about me is I don't feel awkward. I was like, yeah.
You can't change the names to protect the innocent because you were a part of it.
Yeah,
it's not awkward for you. It's can you imagine being him next day? One of his tenants come, hey, I heard a story about you the other night.
Well, because the story that I tell is mostly about how like awkward I was because I didn't know what to do and he was like, you know, you got to move a little. Because apparently my go-to move was like starfish. So it was just like lay there and just spread out. And just, yeah.
If you're watching this live feed right now.
So that was the bit that I was talking. I was like, yeah, it was just apparently that was my
John
go-to.
John is dying.
Oh my God, this is good stuff.
You
this
need
is
water.
Some smooth yeah. stuff.
And this girl's like, that's my landlord. Yeah, oh it worked goodness. Out. I have no shame.
By the way, my rent's going down.
I got stories. Well, okay, we have to go because let's go to a break. We're going to come back with some more music from Rosie and the Rivets and maybe some more stories about Jason. We don't know, but because the first time I kissed him, he pulled back. We were in high school, and he goes, "What'd you have for lunch?" And I was like, "Yeah." And I was like,
no.
And no, here's the true story. I go, "Sloppy Joe's." More after this on 720 WGN. You can kind of see why that would be a problem, don't you?
Oh
bit.
Yeah.
Attending a Chicago university and homeless, ashamed, struggling to survive, how a group of college students finally found refuge. Tonight's cover story on WGN-TV News at 9. It is Music Monday, and we are live in the Allstate Skyline Studios. I'm hanging out with John Bolger. We have a performance coming up on Saturday at the Tap House in Aurora. All proceeds are going to Aurora Strong for the families of survivors of the Aurora shooting, and we're thrilled to be out there. We'll talk more about that when we come back. It is Music Monday, and in the Allstate Performance Studio, we have Rosie and the Rivets. They are live right now. Here they are with Tossin' and Turnin'.
One, two, three, four.
I couldn't sleep at all last night. Kept on thinking about you. Baby, things were right. Cause I was tossin' and turnin'. Turnin' and tossin'. Tossin' and turnin' all the night. I threw the covers on the floor. Bed, turn on the light. I pull up the shade, went to the kitchen for a bite. Pull down the shade, turn off the light. I knew Maggie knew that it was middle of the night. The clock downstairs was striking four. Couldn't get you off my mind. jumped out of bed, turn off the light. I pulled up the shade, went to the kitchen for a bite. Pull down the shade, turn off the light. I came back into bed, it was the middle of the night. The clock downstairs was striking four. Couldn't get you off my mind.
She's almost there.
I tried getting back here faster. Amazing music from Rosie and the Rivets. Again, they're going to be at the Arcata Speakeasy this Friday night, Friday, March 15th, at Club Arcata Speakeasy and Restaurant, located on the top floor of the Arcata Theater in St. Charles. The show starts at 9 p.m. If you hear yourselves playing again, it's because I have the Facebook Live video going. And tried to run back. We're going to hear more music from Rosie and the Rivets right after the news. And we've got some great text coming in, by the way, you guys. This is that they're loving the music. The band always sounds great. So glad thanks, they're mom. Back on. Yeah. So your mom. And we are just having a blast here. And I also want people to know, hey, what's your website?
It's rosieandtherivets.com.
Ooh, sounds very dramatic that
pretty,
way.
It sounded really cool.
It did.
Pretty easy to remember.
rosieandtherivets.com to find out their full schedule. But again, this Friday at the Club Arcata Speakeasy and Restaurant, I'm going to turn this one off because otherwise we're going to get more echo. And
they're in a cool cave.
They are in the cool cave. On Saturday, March 23rd at the Drake Hotel, the Retro Dance Party in the Palm Court. That's going to be all ages, so bring the kids. There's no cover, and it starts at 9 p.m. And then Thursday, March 28th at 210 Live in Highwood, Illinois. And that's a great space, by the way. I love going there. They've got good food, good drinks. And, of course, that night they're going to have great music. Speaking of music, we are going to be at the Tap House. John Bolger, me, Ruth Runke, Mark Fay. We've got a bunch of comics that'll be performing for Aurora.
Vic Pandaya.
Oh, that's right. Vic will be
Pandaya.
There.
He's wonderful. A good guy.
And the music and karaoke all running all day as well, starting at 2 p.m.
2 p.m.
Excellent.
Starts at 2. $10 tickets. Go to Facebook.com or not Facebook.org. That's a little more awkward. It's Facebook.com and type in the Aurora Tap House and you can find out all the information. It's going to be a blast. All donations go to Aurora police officers and their families. It's a great cause.
And we appreciate the Tap House for putting that together. John Bolger also organizing this and being a part of it. And we also, I need you to help me catch up on all things socks.
Oh, yeah. I can catch you up.
Somebody asked me on Facebook. They saw my hat and they were, I was wearing my socks.
Yeah, I saw that.
Some people are very confused. Well, I said it's a business decision. You know, the Cubs have made some business decisions that I feel like, well, you know what? I've been loyal my entire life. I've spent a lot of time watching the Cubs. I feel like I'm going to take I think we need some time away from each other.
Why do I think I heard a story where your dad actually was a White Sox fan and you did not know this?
My dad hated the Cubs. People, when they saw the Sox hat, and because I was climbing the Fight Fair climb for the American
by the way, way to go.
Thank you very much.
I donated. You should
thank
have already
you.
Donated. And it's not too late to donate still, is it?
No.
Keep donating.
Not too late. So you can go to Patty V Show. You'll see the link for the American Lung Association Fight Fair climb. I've raised over $1,300. I want to thank everybody who donated. I would love, I want to make it to 1,500.
Keep going.
You can go to Patty V Show on Facebook. You can click on the link for the, you can scroll down and see the
After
link.
After that extra shot of whiskey, just donate. Just hit donate. You can do it.
Anything helps. But so a lot of folks saw my Sox hat and my father died of small cell lung cancer in 2001.
Yes.
And I climbed for him and a lot of other families hoping to spend more time with their loved ones. And everyone was like, well, if you're climbing for your dad, why did you wear a Sox hat? Interesting thing is that my father hated the Cubs from the age of 10 years old. He used to go to every single Cubs game he could. He would cut school. He would sneak onto the trolley. He would sneak into the park to see the Cubs because it was the Great Depression and his family had no money.
Yep.
And so he would sneak in and he would also get autographs from all the ball players. And, it was his favorite thing to do. He lived and died by the Cubs' wins and losses. And then one day, one of the Cubbies told my dad to go F himself. And my dad ran home and asked his mom, my grandmother, what that word meant. But he didn't give her the context. He just said, what does that mean? Or said it to her. And she hit him with a broom. And he hated the Cubs for the rest of his life. He actually, for when he got
older... Would you say it was a clean sweep?
I believe so. And he would have a standing bet with a friend of his that the Cubs would finish under 500. So he won more bets than he lost.
Oh, he did very well.
So he he loved baseball. There's actually that picture of us at Cooperstown, and he is wearing a Colorado Rockies hat.
Nice.
In that picture, he liked the Senators. He liked the Cap. He liked a lot of the other teams.
Yeah.
And the Dodgers for a while.
They moved too. Remember Brooklyn first,
yes.
And LA. There's a lot of history.
Yeah.
Baseball is love.
It is.
Really is. It's family. Here's the thing. They're playing a sport. You're paying attention. You're having a life moment.
Yeah. So for business reasons, I am now, we are the broadcast home of the Chicago White Sox. Go White Sox. More after this on 720 WGN. Music Monday on the Patty Vasquez Show. We are live in the Allstate Skyline Studio and live in the Allstate Performance Studio. We have Rosie and the Rivets, and here they are live with Love Potion number 9.
1, 2, 3. I took my love on down to Madden Rouge. You know that gypsy with a dog cap too. She's got a plaid, I'm a party for by. Selling little bottles of Love Potion.
A good drink.
I didn't know if it was day or night time. Started kissing everything in sight. But when I kissed the cop, down all dirty balls and by, he broke my little bottle of Love Potion number 9.
Took a drink.
I didn't know if it was day or night time. I started kissing everything inside. But when I kissed the cop, down on 30 broken by, he broke my little bottle of Love Potion number 9.
Is better.
I have the best job in the world. That was amazing, Christine. That's Rosie and the Rivets. That's Frank. We've got Mark and Jim, Kevin. We're going to talk to them as they come. Some of them come into the studio. And I told them just come on in and jump on a microphone. And you can go to rosieandtherivets.com. Again, that's rosieandtherivets.com to get more information about their upcoming performances, including this Friday night at Club Arcata Speakeasy and Restaurant located on the top floor of the Arcata Theater in St. Charles. Come on in, guys. And
they kick so much ass, it should be illegal. Nicely done.
They'll also be at the Drake Hotel on
Saturday, March 23rd. That's the Retro Dance Party in the Palm Court of the Drake Hotel. It's all ages. There'll be no cover, and that is going to be starting at 9 p.m. And then Thursday, March 28th at 210 Live Hollywood at 7 p.m. And they're coming into the studio right now. The drummer's like, you don't want to hear from me. Poor
at least they Jim, don't. They're not out of breath like you were. They're like,
I'm not like running out of breath. Jim's so like, I'll be here if you need me. Jim, you can come on over to my microphone. I don't care.
I'm good over here.
Oh, I can hear you just fine. He's got a good voice.
You've got a baritone voice.
Very nice. So that is Jim Barkley, who is the drummer. We also have Mark Edelstein, right?
Whatever you choose.
No, it is
no,
not. Come
it's
closer.
Gotta be
my
right.
Parents didn't agree on how they to didn't. Pronounce it. So
is that right?
Yes.
So we've had this conversation on the show before, and I've been told that it's whichever letter goes first is the one that you. Is that something that people have told you as well?
Sure.
No. Okay.
Yes.
Do you have a preference, Mark?
I prefer Edelstein.
Edelstein. Thank you.
But you know what? I don't care.
We call him Smith.
Einstein.
Agent Smith.
That is Mark Edelstein. Smitty. He is a string bass and really beautiful music. You sound so great back there. Do you have fun playing with these folks? You can tell me the truth. They won't hear
the
you.
The truth is, I just started playing with them in October.
And oh, really?
It's been absolutely astounding playing
Aww.
With them.
Aww.
It is, first of all, the music is great. They have total respect for it. They have total respect for the players in the band. Aww. And every time we play, it's just like a party. It just feels so good.
And that's what you brought to the airwaves tonight, by the way.
Oh,
so
thank
everyone
you.
Really enjoyed
well,
that. Thank you.
It's easy. It's easy working for these people.
Wow. You found yourself a family.
Yeah. Yeah. It feels like it.
I've been playing around the city of Chicago since 1966 professionally.
Come on.
You've seen a lot.
I've seen a lot. This is the easiest job I've ever had playing music.
Really?
Oh, all right.
What's one of your strangest stories having played since the 60s
Well,
here?
Not strange, but I spent 3 years playing in Million Dollar Quartet at the Apollo Theater.
Oh, fun. Yeah.
I don't know if you saw that show, but it was very popular. It was there for 7.5 years. And that was just an incredible group of musicians as well. But theater is different than playing with this. This is like... I can let go.
Yeah.
Let your hair down.
Yeah.
Well, sure. With a stage play, it's choreographed, and there's certain marks you have to hit. And...
Every note is the same every night.
Oh. How many years did you do the whole run?
I was an understudy for 4 years and then 3 years in the show.
That's a lot.
Yeah.
That's a little...
You know, and that's the thing. With our show, it's not a tribute, so we don't have to sound exactly like or look exactly like. It's just a nod. To
it's the
genre.
Feel. Yeah. That brings a totally different energy to the performance because it's not like you're memorizing notes. It's like you let it out, whatever's inside you.
And you can feel that, too, coming from all of you. Is sort of you putting yourself into it rather than having it layered on you is what it seems like.
It's riskier.
The audience, especially with these guys. The audience exactly. appreciates it more, though, because you're coming from the heart. You're giving it from the heart. I mean, I can always listen to any song I want on from iTunes because there's a huge library. The live experience is the key.
The energy, sure.
Yeah. Thank you. Yeah,
we appreciate that.
Yeah,
that's huge.
And where are you from? Where are you from, Mark?
Chicago.
Your whole life. Where'd you go to school?
I grew up on the southeast side. Went to Bowen High School.
Oh, really?
I'm still actively involved with the alumni association there and.
That's wonderful.
Giving out scholarships to deserving seniors.
Oh, that's great. Awesome. You have ties with your community. I love that. How about you, Frank? Frank Canino?
Yes. Northwest side of Chicago, St. Patrick's High School.
Oh, really?
Yeah.
Northwest side.
Yeah. Where'd you go to grade school?
St. Ferdinand, right across the street.
Oh, really? You really are just from the neighborhood.
That's I'm from the neighborhood.
That's
neighborhood
so
guy.
Funny. And did you play band in high school?
I did. I played electric guitar for a while. What's she up to? I played electric guitar for a while, but in marching band, obviously, I couldn't because I was tripping everybody with my cord, so.
And I, oh, here, what? Coming. So that's not Jim.
We've got Jim sub tonight.
Oh, Derek Martins. That's I'm sorry, me, yeah. I've been calling him Jim the whole time.
Thank you for correcting that. So it's Derek?
Thank you, Rosie. Yeah, hey, Derek. Where are you from originally?
Derek Martins?
Yes. Okay. I grew up in Naperville.
He's good. We can hear him, actually,
oddly
enough.
Valley.
Oh.
Oh, okay.
Cool.
And always the drums?
Yeah, I was in marching band, steel band, jazz band.
Yeah.
I was in every band there was in high school.
One of the things I've learned with having a lot of bands on the show is that because of the drum kit, usually the rehearsals are at the drummer's house.
Yeah.
Was that the case?
Yeah, very true. Yep.
A question was, whose mom can take it?
Exactly.
My mom was very, very gracious about letting me practice.
Yeah. Well, she, I mean, you know, I just wonder how she felt when the decision was made to bring the, you know, drums, you know, home. It's like, okay.
I was actually always encouraged to play music. So,
I love
it was
that.
Always, it was always very easy for me.
Yeah.
My stepdad was a musician as well, so he was always very encouraging of me playing music and always supported me. So it was always part of my life.
Did you guys ever get to play together?
Not really. He kind of hung up his hat a little earlier in life with music. And he was a trombone player, so a drum set and a trombone would be a, kind of an odd.
It'd be good for a comedy act.
Yeah. But. Love that. Where are you from, Rosie? Christine?
Chicago, born and raised, South Side. Represent.
Couple South Side.
South Side.
So Bogan High School.
Bridgeport. I'm Aurora, and then Weekends Bridgeport.
Okay. All right.
And did you, you know, I asked, we had another singer on one night, because I don't know what it's like to be able to bring that to a microphone. That sort of, you know, the sound. Do you just ever sit back and go, I get to do this? I sound like, because you sound amazing.
No, I don't, but
I just
feel really, really lucky.
Yeah.
I feel just blessed. And work with these guys, they just kick it up. So I have to.
But a lot of what you do is also just a lot of talent and hard work.
Oh,
so
you
sound amazing. It's
thank you.
You
for
have a really
so.
Beautiful
appreciate
voice.
It.
Yeah, and I mean, like, and by the way, we were getting some compliments as well on the boots. You have these leopard print boots that.
yeah.
But
it's all about the boots.
But the thing is, it's a performance. It's very dramatic too. It's not just you like to infuse it with so much more, don't you?
Yeah. Well, theater training just for years. It's starting in the fifth grade. Just community, you know, background, doing little things like that. So I feel like it's production. You know,
you
it's
know
not
where
just
to
music.
Hit the mark, and you know where to be at the right time.
That's it.
Because you prowl the stage in the boots, right?
Yes.
Oh yeah.
Okay.
Yeah. Do you have a favorite? Who's like one of your favorite, or what music do you put on to inspire you to move you?
I'm a Beatlemaniac from day one. Yes, but I love jazz.
Yeah.
I absolutely love Nancy Wilson and Ella Fitzgerald, and I listen to that kind of music.
I have to say, everyone's been talking about Doc Shirley in the movie Green Book, and everyone's like, oh, it should have been more about his story. And so I was like, well, then we should be listening to his music then.
Yeah.
And it is amazing. Mm-hmm. I was listening to some Doc Shirley today. So I don't know much about jazz, but from what I was hearing from his piano, I'm like, I need to listen to more jazz.
Sure.
I need to get more
absolutely.
Into that. Yeah.
Coltrane is kind of the Beatles for jazz, so everyone's like, yeah, I know that. And then you'd be like, what about these other people? And start digging deeper, yeah.
Like Ella and Joe Pass, that's my jam.
That's the stuff.
And Kevin, how do I say your last name?
Gothorpe.
Gothorpe, because I was like, you know what, I could take a stab at it, but why really? I've already, poor Mark's already over here. He's like, Alex Stein, Edelstein. Where are you from originally, Kevin?
I grew up downstate in a real small town called Mansfield, Illinois.
Where's it, like, what's between what and what?
It's like halfway between Champaign and Bloomington.
Okay, because I dated a boy from Jacksonville.
Oh, sure.
So I spent some time.
South, so.
A little bit farther. Tom?
Yeah.
Let's call him Tom.
I hated that guy.
Yeah.
He cut mine at the keg.
He's a pediatric oncologist at the Mayo Clinic now. I'm fine. I love my husband.
He's lost.
Yeah, no, definitely. So tell me, was you play the saxophone. Was this your first choice? What instrument did you...
Yeah, no, I started saxophone in fifth grade, actually. Yeah. So, yeah.
And that's the thing, is that it seems as though a lot of kids in grade school were like told to choose an instrument, right? And one of the reasons that we feature clarinetists on the show so much is that a lot of people start with the clarinet. And I'm like, well, then we're all the clarinetists.
Right. I started on clarinet.
Did you see? I'm telling you.
I hated it.
Aw, it is a beautiful instrument, but we love the sax. There's something sexy about the saxophone.
Oh, well, thank you.
You're
it's
welcome.
Sexy.
It is
it's
sexy.
What I call the Clarence Clemens effect.
Yeah, right, exactly.
It's just awesome.
And how did you get to be a part of this this entourage, this band?
Well, the Chicago music scene is, I mean, we're lucky because there's 1,000 excellent musicians, but it's also kind of small, like you get to know everybody, you know, and these guys, I mean, I've just seen them around and they're always fantastic. fantastic. And I was really fortunate because I was playing some other gigs, you know, and Frank called me one day and said that they had been talking and they wanted to find somebody like me. They're like, we want somebody like Kevin that'll join the band. And then they said maybe they should actually ask me. And I'm like, yeah, that worked out great. It just so happened that I was free. And,
couldn't believe it.
Kismet.
I can't believe my own luck because I love these guys. It's fantastic.
Likewise. It's so much better. It's like, hey, instead of like, let's get Kevin.
Sure. Yeah.
He's better than Kevin. He's Kevin.
Right. Yeah, it was Rosie because I kept saying, if we could only get somebody like Kevin. And Rosie said, well, ask him. You never know.
He takes a woman. Yes.
Yeah, that is a fact.
And he did. And I'm still trying to figure out why. But
I'm a lucky man. That's for sure.
And you guys have a very busy schedule. I mean, it's 150 performances annually at least. Everyone can go to rosieandtherivets.com, by the way, for their full schedule. They'll be at the Arcata Speakeasy, the Club Arcata Speakeasy, this Friday night. If someone texted in that they also love the Italian food.
It's excellent. Ron's Meatballs.
That's such a cool space, too.
Isn't it, though?
Have you been there?
I have. I actually had a chance to perform there for a fundraiser, and there is an actress who died in the 30s because her mother was a Christian Scientist, and she was having weirdest thing. It's Platinum Blonde.
All right. Not
Jean Harlow.
Jean Harlow. Thank you very much. Yes, Jean Harlow. She died very young because her mother wouldn't get her. Anyway, why you had to know that part of it? It's just that.
Now we know.
She was having
Jean Harlow. Why? I don't know.
Yeah, you guys knew. She was having kidney failure. And her mother wouldn't get her treated anyway. But it's a beautiful room. Have you been in that room?
Oh, yeah.
The Jean Harlow room is stunning. Gorgeous. But the whole place is gorgeous.
Yeah, he did a great job.
You guys can cut up the floor with the Rosie and the Rivets on Friday night there. And then March
23rd. They dance like crazy there.
Don't they, though?
Yeah.
Well, it's such a great place to do it.
Yeah.
Yeah. Everyone should get out there. Get your dancing shoes on. For sure. Or put the other shoes on and you'll take them off while you're dancing. Just watch
There's
out.
A lot of that,
too. There is. Watch out.
Side note, Patty. Ben wants you to know that he started on the clarinet. Thank you very much.
Who did?
Ben.
Ben. Ben came in and told you that and then ran out. All right, producer Ben.
All right.
Wanted us to know he started on the clarinet.
The clarinet.
And then he ran away.
Oh. And is he still playing?
And we don't know because he ran away.
Oh.
Let's bring him out.
He had to go practice.
Producing Nick D's show. And then we have on Saturday, March 23rd, Rosie and the Rivets will be at the Drake Hotel Chicago for the retro dance party in the Palm Court. It's going to be all ages, so bring the kids. This is the kind of music you
bring
want them to.
Dancing shoes.
What time does it start?
Dancing crowd there.
Yeah, it's at 9 p.m.
9 p.m. Done.
And then 210 Live Highwood. 210 Live is the name of the space. I circled it all together, so I made it a run-on sentence.
No
I apologize.
210 Live. Can I throw another gig in real quick?
Yes.
On the 19th, this just came up.
Tuesday,
March 19th, we'll be at the Sands in Downers Grove. They have a dance group there, Swinging at the Sands.
Excellent.
So you can Google that.
Fabulous.
Check it out.
You have a lot of fun.
Learn how to dance and dance to us, basically.
Well, I want to thank you all so much. And by the way, that's 210 Live Hollywood on the 28th. But I want to thank you guys for staying up late with us.
Thank
for
you.
Such great music.
Us.
And thank you to Dan Long, our engineer, who made sure that you guys sounded great.
Yes, thank you.
On
the air.
Thank you so much. And thank you to Ro. We're going to take a break here when we come back. I want to find out what your something good is. You can call or text us at 312-981-7200. Tell us what's making you happy tonight. I know one of my something goods is that Rosie and the Rivets just blew our socks off tonight.
Oh, it was wonderful. So much for
having us.
Oh, my pleasure. Anytime. Really, I do this every Monday. So, all right then.
Brilliant.
The engineers are like, okay, let's get down on the schedule.
Right.
More after this on 720. Thank you. More after this on 720 WGN.
Somewhere it's already 84 degrees. Somewhere everyone smells like suntan lotion. Somewhere there are scorecards and crushed peanut shells on the floor. And somewhere someone just dipped a napkin into a beer to wipe away some hot dog mustard. Somewhere there's baseball. And soon enough, that somewhere will be here. The White Sox season starts March 28th with the home opener April 4th. All season, somewhere happens here on 720 WGN. Spring training continues Friday as the Sox welcome the Cubs. Ed and DJ have the first pitch at 3:05.
Homeowners, there's never been a better time to permanently fix your low water pressure, discolored water, or pipe leaks by repiping your home today. Repipe specialists have been repiping homes for over 25 years. With 40,000 home repipes completed, they stand behind their work. They have perfected the most efficient process for customer convenience, repiping an entire home in just 1 to 2 days, patching your walls, and providing a lifetime guarantee. Repipe Specialists only uses high-quality PEX or USA Grade L copper pipe. And for a limited time, get 20% off and 0% interest. Repipe Specialists, the no-hassle, value-priced, all-inclusive repipe. Call today for your free in-home estimate tailored for your home at 800-216-0195. That's 800-216-0195. 800-216-0195.
This is Rocon, the outdoors, that perfect spot, a place to relax, catch a breath of fresh air, or just stare out over a cup of coffee or a glass of wine. What if you had that every day, not just on vacation? With Arkadeck, you can. Your dream spot could be your deck, or maybe your screen porch or patio with an outdoor kitchen or a fire pit. Yes, fire pit. You've earned it. And Arkadeck's design professionals create solutions that blend form, function, and affordability. Go to their website, architectofchicagoland.com. Get inspired. Your backyard might not seem like much now, but Arkadeck's designers will transform your space into a personal refuge. Why Arkadeck? Because their professional staff is focused on design, quality, and service. They're the best creator of outdoor spaces in Chicago. Take it from me. It's the best thing I've ever done for my home. Don't miss out. Start planning to enjoy your summer right now. It all starts with a visit to architectofchicagoland.com. That's architectofchicagoland.com.
The numbers are in.
WGN Plus is where Chicago comes for podcasts.
Here's what's going on with WGN Plus. The Mincing Rascals critique R. Kelly's CBS This Morning interview, and it didn't go well. Apparently, is learning how to keep up with kids learning their social-emotional skills. And with Education on the Mind, Chipedia talked with the Circle Foundation, furthering educational development here in Chicago. Look them all up. WGN Plus on iTunes and Google Play.
Do we have? Oh, let me turn this off right there. Do we have a? Do I have a live read? No. Tell me something good. Do you have a music for that? It's time for Tell Me Something Good and 312-981-7200. If you want to tell me something good, what's making you happy tonight? Oh, there it is.
This is the Patty Vasquez Show.
Follow me on Twitter. That's all good. Hey, it's, you know, it's Monday. WGN. So it's Monday. We're getting the kinks out. Get some good music. Good. Follow one.
Tell me that you love me, yeah.
We got a couple texts in about their Tell Me Something Good from the 301. This is such good news. My medical exam revealed two problems, but neither was cancer, which had been a possibility. So we are relieved for you from the 301. And from the 419, happy joy, no fear, spring is near. So I am excited about that as well. So that is my something good. I looked out the window today at about 7 o'clock tonight, and because of the time change, it was still light out. I was like, oh, this means warm weather is on the way. I love it. I am. I'm very excited about it. You know, it's going to get up to about 60 at some point this week. It was 43 degrees today.
It's on Thursday. Thursday is 60.
60, and then it's going to drop down again. So I'm not putting anything away. I'm not putting anything away. I will say I am more of a boots and sweater kind of a girl than I am. I know I love boots. I love sweaters. I love jackets and scarves. But I mean, I'm not, and I haven't done anything to get ready for swimsuit weather at all. Like I did the towers yesterday, but I mean, I was in bed. I have to say I'm in better shape than I thought.
That's good.
I didn't train.
That's a good thing.
I know. Well, usually I train. Every year I train. I'm like, I'm going to be ready to go. Like, I didn't even look at my time because I just didn't care. I don't really know what my times were because I had to run. My parking meter was about to expire. So I swear to God. So I'm like, I don't want to know. I'm just going to get out of here. But I don't do it for the time. I just do it to finish. But I want to make sure. Oh, the 815 says there's something good. Was it? They saw a robin today, which means
nice,
that
spring's here.
Spring is here. John, tell me something good.
I'm super excited for this benefit show on Saturday. I'm super excited for my girls, Skylar, Doris, and Sonia. They're enjoying the weather down in Florida. And I'm so excited for doing the show with you on Saturday. Like I said, Mark Faye is going to be there. It's going to be a blast. But most important, I'm excited baseball's right around the corner because the sooner baseball gets here, the sooner we can have good weather.
There you go. I know. I agree with you on that. And I look forward to seeing some of the games at Comiskey.
Oh, yeah. The Nokomiskey.
Is that what it's called? What's it
called? Well, it's called Guaranteed Rate Field with Comiskey. The arrow pointing down. So I just call it New Comiskey or whatever.
New Comiskey?
Yeah, the New Comiskey.
There you go. I love that they have the home plate where the original home plate was. They have sort of, it's still there.
It's like back-ended. Yeah. Where, yeah.
On the outside.
Yep.
So you can, it's just kind of funny to stand where some of the greats in baseball history
was. I know you're getting ready for swimsuit weather. I was going to nair my chest so they wouldn't think that Chewbacca was out there.
Yikes. Ro, tell me something good.
I'm actually excited about my something good today. So over the weekend, a friend of mine invited me to come in. She is a part of a mentorship program called Step Up, where they mentor young girls prepping for college and high school. And she invited me to come in and tell my story. And then right after that, this morning, I get an email from my old college asking me to come down and speak for Comm Week.
All right.
Congratulations.
Yeah, thank you.
Big time congrats.
Excited. Thank you.
That's huge.
That's a good feeling.
You're passing it on. You're teaching. You're showing the torch how to handle it.
I'm trying my best. I'm super geeked. Oh, and.
Yes.
Forgot this was the third. To wrap all of this together, I get an email this morning from After School Matters asking me to be the digital marketing instructor for the summer. With kids, apparently somebody has a path for me.
Leadership.
I'm excited.
Leadership. You are building leaders. That is awesome.
That's thank wonderful. You. Congratulations, Ro.
Huge.
Yay. Oh, I love it.
So well deserved.
This was a good tell me something good tonight.
Very much so.
Call in tomorrow night or any night when we do Tell Me Something Good. Always wonderful to hear from you, and that was outstanding. It's time now to turn the entire station over to Nick D. Thank you to all of our guests tonight, Jim Brewer, John Bolger, Rosie, and the Rivets. Make sure you check out their schedule at rosieandtherivets.com.